If you ask the average person if they're addicted to their phone, many of the more honest ones might say yes. But when the conversation is about phones and technology, we somehow find this addiction more acceptable and less severe than an addiction to a substance like drugs or alcohol. But what about when it affects our children? State Attorney General William Tong recently introduced a bill that would severely limit access to social media for everyone under the age of 18. In a press conference, the Attorney General did not mince words in his condemnation of tech companies.
The social media industry focuses on getting kids engaged and addicted to their platforms because that's how they make money.
Addiction might seem like a strong word to use. After all, excessive screen time rarely, if ever, causes any physical harm to anyone. But according to Dr. Tobias Wasser, chair of psychiatry and behavioral health at Hartford Healthcare, social media addiction and substance addiction are not that dissimilar.
Social media has an impact on the brain very similar to substances that we put into our bodies that activate the brain's reward pathways. They can actually become addicted to social media because the quick stimulation and activation of those pathways can become what's called a positive reward loop, and so ultimately can lead to people becoming addicted to it the same way that they would be addicted to alcohol or gambling or other things like that.
Dr. Wasser also made the point that, like substance abuse, social media addiction carries a risk of withdrawal symptoms.
So when we talk about actual substances you're ingesting in your body, people may go through different physical manifestations of that. We don't see quite the same thing in a social media addiction, but you do see more of a psychological feeling where people may become anxious, depressed, or feel that they need it in this hyper-focused way that feels excessive beyond what you would typically expect.
The impacts of social media become even more pronounced in teenagers. While it may be relatively easy to keep your 8- or 9-year-old offline, a 16-year-old is much harder to control. According to behavioral scientist Dr. Patrick Wanis, social media restricts a teenager's ability to develop two crucial skills.
Finding their identity, and the second is finding their place in the world. Social media doesn't help them to do that because instead of trying to get a clear path to their identity, they become confused about who they are, and they're constantly facing the pressure of, I have to be something different. And so they can never get a real sense of security, a real sense of who I am and why I am.
The new bill presented by the Attorney General contains numerous potential solutions to help curb young people's overuse of social media. But the first step to fixing any problem is properly identifying it. For the Voice of Connecticut, WICC, I'm John Kamal.